Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell, and so glad that you're joining me on this. I want to get to the beginning of this. I know that we like to say that we load this up every morning at 5 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. So there'll be five episodes each week. Each episode is about 5 minutes long, so it makes for a great sermon if you want 25 minutes of it, but also often I will listen to something for about 4 or 5 or 6 minutes, so I like to keep them short. And I want to start with Genesis chapter 2 and look at some, take some observations and read some observations from a guy that lived a long time ago, Matthew Henry, and looking at this passage that really defines marriage. And I think this is something we need to be reminded of today. If as men, as Christian men, we really need to know what we're walking in and how we should be responding to life around us. So from Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, sort of paraphrasing a little bit from the King James. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made the woman, brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Again, that's from Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 24, or 25. So, couple observations. That's always good when you're reading the Bible. You want to, what are some things we observe from this, observe, and not get right into your opinions, right? Well, I think he's saying this. But let's just look at some observations. And these are some thoughts that I helped I had help from Matthew Henry, who lived in 1662 to 1714, and from his commentaries. Commentary is pretty available, so you can read these yourself. But just some thoughts that he helped me with. So it was observation first that Adam was first. God made Adam first. And then he made woman. And he made, you know, and so this is the way God does things. God is a God of order, and there's a reason for this. Now, man is not better than woman. That's not what he's saying or anything. Matter of fact, he made man, and it was sort of the, hey, I've made a lot of things. Now I'm going to make what I do best. I'm going to make the best thing next, man. And now I'm going to make the even better thing, woman, right? So I would say that the best of all of it was woman. So he made Adam first. And from that, he made the woman. And he made the woman really is the crown. So if man is the head, then the woman is the crown that you put on the head. Here's one of the things that Matthew Henry says: man was dust refined, but the woman was dust double refined. So pretty cool, right? Second observation is Adam slept while God did the surgery. And the thing about this is that, well, this is what Matthew Henry says: he sleeps as one who casts all his cares on God. And so it is a great observation from Matthew Henry that Adam is in a perfect creation. He's in a perfect garden. Everything's perfect. But God puts him to sleep, or he has such confidence in God for there's a need here. Adam, you're not complete. You're going to need a helpmate, and I'm going to make her. Adam didn't go about going, well, God, let me help you make her. Let me help you make it. I think I got some IT training. Let's create a robot, whatever. No, he totally trusts God. Hey, God's been doing awesome. I trust God, and he's definitely worthy of my trust. So he's really Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh is when we think of the Lord sees, or another way to put it is the Lord provides. So he sees your need, and he provides for it. And so one way that Matthew Henry says this is, let the Lord provide when and whom he pleases. If we graciously rest in God, God will graciously work for us and work all for good. Ah, isn't that awesome? So we can really truly rest in the Lord, knowing that God does actually care for us. That God is our provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. So just to encourage and encourage us in that. All right, so those are a couple observations, and we'll continue on again in the next one. But some practical applications here for us right now is just, are we really, as we get into God's Word, are we trusting God? A great place to start is Genesis, or if you're doing a read the Bible in a year program or 2 years, so you can, don't be so rushed. I think that's a great thing. But Jehovah Jireh, God does see our needs, and He will provide for our real needs. So can we trust in Him? Can we rest in Him? God bless you guys. Talk to you soon.